Chapter 43, 1, Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie Shu Mei and Shu Yu were very happy and kept laughing. Neither of them knew how to ride a horse, so they were led by their servants, but just sitting on the horse was enough to make them happy. Besides the two of them, there were other princes who were riding horses. Some of them need the help of servants to lead horses, while others didn't. All the delicate princes in the paddock were using docile horses, so there was no danger. At this time, General Sun's son suddenly came over with his horse, gave Shu Mei and Shu Yu a glance, and scoffed, "You are the son of Zhenbian Queen, you can't even ride a horse, and you need someone to lead you. Humph, what a shame." Shu Mei got upset, "Who said that the sons of the Zhenbian Queen must know how to ride a horse? How can they know how to ride a horse if they haven't learned it before? Besides, is it great to be able to ride a horse? Who says we can't? Go away, I can ride myself." The servant said embarrassedly, "Young master." He didn't dare to let go of the reins. If the young master on the horse fell, his little life would not be enough to pay. Shu Yu quickly persuaded his brother, "Brother, don't make a fool of yourself." Sun Gongzi sneered and said, "If you fall off your horse, don't blame me. I don't dare to provoke you." Shu Mei could not endure this kind of ridicule and contempt, and even more angrily said to the servant, "Let go, I will ride by myself, or I will punish you now." "Shu Yu, brother, Shu Mei, don't worry, I've been learning all afternoon, I'm just riding along, I'm not running, I'll be fine. Besides, the servants are all around." The servant had to hand over the reins to Shu Mei, and then stepped aside, although he didn't dare to go too far, just stood a few steps away. "Then you must be careful, master. And you, go away too." Shu Mei lifted his chin and pointed to the servant who was leading the horse for Shu Yu. Shu Yu anxiously said, "Brother, no. Shu Mei, what's wrong? Look at me, I'm riding well." Shu Mei took the reins and took a few steps. The horse was well behaved and walked smoothly, and Shu Yu's heart couldn't help itching. Riding a horse by himself was certainly not the same as being led, and he was eager to try it. As Shu Mei said, they had learned all afternoon, they were the sons of the Queen of Zhenbian, so there should be no problem. "Then let me try it myself first," Shu Yu said to the servant. "Master, please be careful." Seeing that Shu Yu also grabbed the reins and rode the horse by herself, Shu Mei happily looked at Sun Gongzi and said, "Who said we can't ride?" Sun Gongzi rolled his eyes, "Just know how to ride, if you have the ability, you can ride a horse like me." After saying that, Sun Gongzi immediately raised the whip and hit the horse's buttocks, rode the horse and ran on the grass. "Ride, ride," Sun Gongzi rode his horse and ran around Shu Mei and Shu Yu, showing off his riding skills. "You," in rage, Shu Mei also raised the whip in his hand. Shu Yu was so frightened that he hurriedly called, "Brother." When the two servants saw that something was wrong, they hurriedly grabbed the reins of the horses. Shu Mei and Shu Yu were very close to each other. Shu Mei's whip fell on his horse's buttocks, but it scared Shu Yu's horse. The horse neighed and was about to move away, but the servants who were in a hurry shouted furiously and tugged at the horse's neck. Shu Yu's horse ran out immediately. Sun Gongzi was very close, seeing Shu Yu's horse rushing over, he hurriedly drove the horse away, and the scene suddenly became chaotic. After Du Xian noticed that there was no problem with them, he merged into the conversation between the young lords, and suddenly a lord shouted, "Xian, look what's going on over there." Du Xian turned around and looked, his face changed drastically, "My god." He eagerly stood up and ran over, calling out to Xu Ting as he ran, "Queen's daughter, queen's daughter." Hearing no answer from Xu Ting, Du Xian was so anxious that he immediately turned to call, "Guards. Guards. Go and save the people." But before the guards could go up, Shu Yu couldn't grab the reins and fell off the horse. Shu Mei shouted in horror, "Shu Yu, the seventh princess originally came to look for Xu Ting, who made an appointment yesterday, but this morning Xu Ting left her alone." But the guards outside the tent said that the queen's daughter and the young lord had gone out.